Okay, so yesterday we ended off with the following case. The case was that you have the end of the mavui, and you put two beams, pegs, right, pegs, and then you laid the korah on top of the pegs. Was it good? So Rava said, according to everybody, it's not good. According to nobody, is it good? Rava Amar, Livia Oser, Nami Oser. Oh, no good no matter what. Why? Diba'in and korah, agavi avir, agavi mavui v'leka. It has to be on top of the mavui, and it's not. And Marcel asked me yesterday, what about lavud? And Rashi addresses it, but didn't explain why lavud's not good. Now we're going to get to that. Eisvei Rav Adda Bar Masna L'Rava. 1 second. Haisa karaso meshucha o tuluya. If the mavui was meshucha or tuluya. Meshucha means, one means, that in the center of the mavui you built a post, and then coming out of the post are two beams. Got it? A central post, and coming out of the post are two beams. That is called meshucha, and the beams don't reach the walls. They're a little bit less than the walls. You're going to have to rely on lavud. And meshucha means it's coming out from one wall and doesn't reach the other wall. Okay? Those are the two cases. Meshucha tulucha. Pachas mishlosha. Ein tzarech lavi karacheres. If it's less than 3 tvachim to the wall, lavud. Shlosha tzarech lavi karacheres. And if it's not, you have to bring another beam because it's too far away. It's 10 tvachim to get to the wall. That's not good enough. From Shirming a little over Pachas me Arba, ain't Sarach Lavi Kara Cheres, Arba, Sarach Lavi Kara Cheres. From Shirming a little holds that Lavud is 4 Tvachim. So for him, you have an extra Tevach to play with, fine. But the same principle, the principle didn't change. My Lav, that doesn't mean Meshucha, Mi Bachutz, Utuluya, Mi Bifnim. That's what the Gemara thinks it means. Meshucha means that it's, Meshucha means it's outside the Mavui, and Tuluya means it's inside the Mavui. And what's the point? And no matter what, both of them, we rely on lavud. So what's wrong with lavud? So the Gemara says, no, lo, idi v'idi b'mifnim. They're both inside. They're both in the mavui. Meshucha miruach achas, tuluya mishtei ruchos. One of them means the beam is going all the way to the end, and on one side of the beam, you're missing a little bit. And the other one is, the beam's on both sides like this, coming out of the central post, and in both ends you have problems. Right? What? You have a central beam.
Right.
A beam's coming out.
Right.
And it doesn't reach the walls on both sides.
Doesn't reach.
So if it's less than 3 tvachim, lavud. And if not. So, lo, idiv idim bifnim, meshucha beruach achas, tuluya mishtei ruchos. One's one side and one's two sides. What's the difference? Ma de tema, I would have thought, miruach achas and minan lavud. From one side, we'll stay lavud. Mishtei ruchos, lo minan lavud. And from two different sides, we're not going to say lavud. Kamash malan, we say lavud. Fine. Ravashi Amar, meshucha vihi tuluya. No, it's one thing. It's meshucha and tuluya. Vehechi dami, how is that? Kigon shenoatz, shtei, yadosav, shtei yisedos, akumos, al shnei, kos limavui. She'en gvoa gimel, Vein ba'achmi musian gimel. This is a different case. You have the wall. There's a wall here, and then you built pegs going up, or they're crooked, and then you put the beam on top of those pegs. So the beam is not resting on the mavui; it's resting on pegs that are less than 3 tvachim tall, and they're crooked. They're going to be crooked. So then you put the beam resting on that. So we have two issues now. Number one, lavud, because since they're crooked. And the beam is here, so the beam is not really, oh, this is space here. If the pegs are crooked, coming out of the wall, the pegs are crooked, you put the beam over here. The beam reaches, but doesn't reach, it's not by the walls. And also, it's up. The pegs pushed it up. So we have to say two principles now. Number one, lavud. And number two, we have to pretend that the beam is resting on the walls. That's another principle called chavut. We're going to lower the beam so that it's resting with the walls. When we lower the beam doesn't touch the walls. For that, we'll have to say lavud. Two made-up principles. So, ma'adatema, I would have thought, Oh, lavud amrinan. We'll say lavud. Oh, chavud amrinan. But the lavud the chavud lo amrinan. Not gonna say both. Kamash Milan, we'll say both. Right? Fine. Fine. So we didn't really we had a kash on Rava, and what was the kash on Rava? The kasha was that you see we say lavud, and in the Chanami we do say lavud. We say lavud. So I'm not 100% sure. Now going back to Rava, what would Rava say about that? Yeah. Because it's not in the Mavui. Because it's not in the Mavui. But if it's in the Mavui, we'll say lavud. Tani Reb Zakkai, Kamei Reb Yochanan, Reb Zakkai said in the name of Yochanan, Bein Lochayim, V'tachas Hakora, Nidon Kikarmelis. In between the, let's say you have a lechi on both sides. You don't need a lechi on both sides. If you have it on one side, what if you're standing right in the lechi area? You're in the area where the lechi is. Let's say the lechi is a foot deep, the big post, or you're under the crossbeam. You're right under the crossbeam. The spot under the crossbeam and the spot of opposite the lechi has the din of a karmelis, which means you can't carry there. It's the din of a karmelis. We're in a Rosh Hashayachid. I'm in a Mavui. I'm in a Rosh Hashayachid. But that spot has a karmelis. What does that mean? That's what Reb Zakkai said. Who's Reb Zakkai?
We discussed this yesterday. We said that the lechi was fine, but the korah wasn't.
No, we said the other way around. We said the korah was fine, the lechi wasn't, because the lechi doesn't have any width. So we're afraid you're going to carry out. He's saying that the gzeirah you might carry out because it's so skinny, don't carry there. And he's saying a different thing. It's a mamash karmelis. It's a slightly different nuance. So, Tani Reb Zakkai Kirei Reb Yochanan, Bein Lechayim, between the lechis, V'tachas HaKorah, or underneath the Korah, Nidon Kekarmelis. It is a karmelis. Amalei, so Amalei, Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Zakkai, Puktana Libra, take that outside. What kind of crazy halach is that? Not halach like that. Amar Abaya, Mistabra Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan, Tachas HaKorah. I think that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, underneath the crossbeam, it's mutter. Avol bein lechayayim aser. But he would agree that between the lechis, it's taka aser to carry there. It's taka karmelis. Underneath the korah, it's not. But between the lechis, it's taka yeah. V'rava amar, bein lechayayim nami mutter. No, it's even mutter even between the lechis. What's going on here? What did Rabbi Zakkai say? So listen to this fascinating gemara. Amar Rava. V'na amin Allah. How do I know it's mutter? Dechi asa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Makom she'ein bo arba al arba. If you have an area, maybe a fire hydrant, it's not more than 4x4. It's less than 4x4 tefachim, and it's in the middle of the street, like a fire hydrant. So it's called a makom patur. Mutter, it's mutter levnei rishus harabim ulevnei rishus hayachid lekasef alav. It's mutter for the Bnei Rosh Hashanah to put something on there. Now, I don't know how a guy in standing Rosh Hashanah is carrying something to put it on there. But let's say he forgot. He's carrying something. He says, oh my goodness, I'm carrying it. What do I do? Oh, put it on the fire hydrant. Mutter to do that. It's not even a derabanan. It's not even a derabanan. Ubuvad, as long as shalo yachlifu. As long as you don't, I want to give you the book, right? So I'll carry the book into the street. I'll put it on the fire hydrant, then your property is right by the fire hydrant, you'll come and take it off the fire hydrant. That you can't pull that game. But if I want to leave it there, or you want to put something there, we're both allowed to. Say, if you live in Rosh Hashanah, if you're in Rosh Hashanah, or if you're in Rosh Hashanah. But you can't make the switcheroo. Okay? Ubuvad shalo yachlifu. As long as they don't switch them. So what do you see from here? So you see from here that you're allowed to transfer something from Rosh Hashanah to a Makom Patur. So too, the area in between a Mavui, which is like a sort of its own Rishos really, it's like its own Rishos, because in the Mavui, it's in the Mavui, but it's in the Lechi part of the Mavui, it's sort of like its own Rishos. You're also allowed to carry in there. Just like I'm allowed to carry onto the Makom Patur, I'm allowed to carry in this quasi area. It's like a Makom Patur. And therefore it's bottled to the Mavui, and I can carry in there, it's not a problem. That's what Rava said. Va'abaya Omar, no. Hasam bigvoa shlosha. You know why you're allowed to do that? Because it's three tvachim tall. And therefore, it's three tefachim tall. Look at Rashi. The first wide line. Bigvoa shlosha deminkara. It stands out in you. It's recognizable. It's a fire hydrant. You're walking down the street, you notice it. You bump into it. Avo bein l'chayayim, but in between the lechis, d'lo minkara duchta ishar zotal tal hasam. There's no marker to let you know, oh, here you can carry. There's no marker like that. Asi l'lov hachlif. You're going to come to make a mistake. Ula fuki l'rishus harabim. And you're going to carry it out into Rosh Hashanah. So because of that reason, says Abaya, I hold the lechi, in between the lechi is Osir. Comparing it to a fire hydrant? No, a fire hydrant's tall. I'm going to mix up a fire hydrant with the street? Not the same case at all. And Abaya says like this, Amar Abaya, Manah Minala, how do I know I'm right? That in between the lechis you're not allowed to carry. The rest of them over you can carry. But right in that lechi area you can carry. How do I know I'm right? Damar B'chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Let's say, for example, you're walking into Woodmere Park, and Woodmere Park already has. Let's pretend it's a movie. And Woodmere Park already has at the entrance. There's a post on one side and a post on the other side. It already has these two posts. Imagine those two things at the entrance of the movie. Right? You even know what I'm talking about? Like it's a block of whatever it's made out of. Why can't that be a lechi? Says Reb Chaim Bar Guria, if you go into a mavil like that, you need another lechi.
It's not a heker.
Exactly. So what do you see? That in between the lechis you can't carry. I need another lechi. Now Rashi says, Tzarech lechi achel latiro. Second wide line. Kigon mavui, you have a mavui, sheyesh betzim in rechavim lepescho. It's got two posts going into the mavui. Like Woodbury Park, got these two posts, right? These two blocks of stone or whatever they're made out of, on each end of the mavui going in. They're going the entrance way, right? One second. Mikan, the hein l'chaim shalo. Those are lechis. Says Rashi, Tzarech l'hamid lechi acher mibachutz im yirtzel l'shtamish bein apetimin. You got to bring another lechi if you want to carry in between those two areas. Why? What?
Maybe past the lechis
you can carry.
Why?
Because there's a lechi.
But then why can't you carry between the lechis?
Because you're not allowed to carry in between the lechis. That's exactly the point. Yeah. We're going to get to why not in a minute. We're going to get to why not in a minute. Right? Right? So what do you see? In between the lechis you're not allowed to carry. Therefore, you need another lechi for in between the lechis. So, in the chenami, but that post can hold as the lechi for the rest of the mavui. What's going on here? What's the reason for this? So, Abaye is going to say something so interesting. So, Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, Omar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Tzarech Lechi Acher Latiro. So, these two posts going into the lechi and going into the mavui, you need another lechi for those two post areas because you can't carry in between the lechi. It'll serve as a lechi for the rest of it, but not in between itself. So, now, v'chi tema, you want to give me Marcel's answer, the isbe dalet al dalet, that the reason why those posts, you can't carry through in them, is because they're so deep, they're already 4x4, which has its own area of a mavui, and therefore it cannot serve as a lechi? Not true. V'amar Reb Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, afal pisha in bo dalet al dalet, tzarech lechi achel latiro. Even if it's not 4x4, you have to put a lechi there. So that can't be the reason. So what is the reason? The reason is because you can't carry everything a lechi. V'Rava, what's Rava going to say? Rava held, there's a brisa. Rava can't argue on it. Rava held that you're allowed to carry in between two lechis. And Rava, and the answer is, Hasam de Pasuach l'karmelis. What is on the other side of the mavui? If it's a karmelis, says Rava, then I agree. You need another lechi lahatiro. If it's a rishus harabim, then you don't. Does that make any sense? It makes no sense. Because a karmelis is a lesser area. So on a lesser area, out this lesser area, Carmelis is here. Right, here's the Mavui, and here's the Carmelis. See if there's a Carmelis going into a Mavui, then I can't carry in between the Lechi. But if there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin going into a Mavui, then I can carry in between the Lechi. What's the svar for that?
The svar for that is that the Rosh Hashanah Rabin is very busy, and you'll realize that that's a different Rishus, and you might not make a mistake. But with a Carmelis, which is a borderline, you're more likely to not realize that it's a different
so
Rishus.
The Gemara is going to give a Lundish answer, but basically it's what you said. The Gemara is going to give a Lundish answer. So, Avo Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Shari? One second. If there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin there, my, what, Allah be Shari, then it's Mutter? Yitziva Ba'ara, Vigur B'Shmei Shmaya? What, the resident lives over here and the ger, the foreigner, lives up in the heavens? In other words, it's totally backwards. Why is there a chumra on a cool area? I mean, more machmer on a carmelis next to the mavui. So Gemara says, it makes sense. In, makes sense. You know why? Matzah min esmino v'neir. Matzah min esmino. The carmelis is a carmelis, and the area by the lechi, right over here, is also a Carmelis. So the Carmelis awakens the Carmelis, and it's a problem. And therefore you need another Lechi to matter carrying in between this area. But if this would be Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's such a different area than the Carmelis, it's such a different area than the Mavui, that you don't need you're allowed to carry in between the Lechi. Only if it's a Carmelis next to it, because the Lechi area is going to call it a Carmelis, the two areas strengthen each other, as opposed to when one's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim and going into a Mavui, Rashi uses the word bittel. They mavatel each other. They have nothing to do with each other, and therefore it's not. Therefore it says Rava, I don't need any extra halacha over there. You're allowed to carry it by the lechi. Only by a Carmelis you're not allowed to. Not only by a Carmelis. If there's a Carmelis right outside, then you're not allowed to. Like similar to what you said, the Gemara gives it a lamdasha spin. But it's basically what you're saying, right? If you want to see the Rashi inside, we have time for it, yeah. Rashi says, I don't know, about the sixth line down, in the wide lines, it says, Veneer, Shenis Chazek al Yedei Mino. It gets strengthened by the same type of Rishos right outside, which is the Carmelis. Veneer Mishnaso. It awakens it from its sleep, so to speak. Shai Betchila, Batal Eitzel She'eno Mino. Because really, it's Batal, because it's Eino Mino. This is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. This is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But now that I'm telling you that both Carmelises, they awaken each other. V'dugmaso b'b'choros, there's some kind of similar type of idea in B'choros, Tuma Shabatla Chazra V'neir. The Tuma that's Batal can somehow get reawakened. Okay, I didn't look it up. Avol Pachas l'Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Avol Pesuach l'Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but if this is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim area, going into the Mavui, Shlo Zemino v'lo Zemino, they're not the same min at all. Bottle lakan ulakan. They bottle to each other. And therefore, you would not need extra protection in the Mavui. But if it's going from a Carmelis, you do. That's what Rava says. Okay? Amalei Rav Huna Bereda Rav Rishul Rava. Va'alo Tisbra Deben Lechayin Aser. Don't you hold, Rava, that in between the two Lechis, it's Aser? And Rava does hold it if there's a Carmelis outside. If there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim outside, he doesn't hold it. I guess Rabbi Shua, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Shua, who asked this question, maybe didn't know Rava's chiluk. He didn't know Rava was mechalik between a Carmelis outside and a Rosh Hashanah Rabim outside. And he asked him, don't you hold that you're not allowed to carry? You hold you're allowed to carry only in the lechis? How could you hold that? The Amar Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Biyochanan, Mavui Sheraf Tzvu Bilachayayim. Now here's another case. Here, we have a Mavui. Going into the Mavui is not one Lechi, but there's a series of Lechis. There's a post, move an inch, another post, a few inches, another post, a few inches, another post. There's a bunch of different posts slapped onto the wall of the Mavui, going deep into the Mavui. So if you have a Mavui like that, Mavui Sheritzbo B'Lechayayim. You have a Mavui that's made of different posts. Okay? Pachos Midalad. Each one is less than four tvachim away from each other, but more than three tvachim away from each other. So there's no lava here. Okay? They're more than three tvachim away from each other, but they're less than four tvachim away from each other. So, banu machlokas from Shimon Galil for Rabbanon. So remember Shimon Galil before held that the lava is four tvachim. So according to him, he could say lavan. Right? So Lirav Shirin Begamliel, Damrinan Lav, the Amar, Amrinan Lavud, according to Shirin Begamliel, who says, we hold from Lavud, then Mishtamesh Ad Chudo Pnimi Shelechi. You can carry until the inner point of the most outer lechi. Okay? This is five lechis. You can carry in the first four of them. When you get to the fifth lechi, you can't carry anymore. What do you see? That's the real lechi. You can't carry in by the lechi. You can't carry in the lechi area. You can't carry there. Because you have to stop carrying at the outer point of the lechi closest to the door. What? You only need one lechi. So the rest of them are not lechis. You only need one lechi. Then you can carry. At the outer lechi, right, you can't carry. That's the real lechi. You only need one lechi. We'll get to it. What? No, his point is you're not allowed to carry in between the lechi. It's the real lechi that you can't carry there. Yeah, Marcel, what? Right? Al chudo pnimi shel lechi. Ha pnimi. Oh, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. You can carry in front of all these lechis except for the most inner one. Why? Because since he holds of lavud, it's all really one fat lechi, and you can in the inside, the deepest lechi, you can't carry in front of that one. But it's the same idea. You can't carry in front of the lechi. For what?
You've got lavud, and so they're all connected. There's one lechi. Why would that be vatal the last one?
It's time to vatal it. The point is, you can't carry in front of it.
In front of it.
In front of it. Right? The lechi's here. The lechi's here. You can't carry in here.
From that point on, you can't carry.
From this point on, you can't carry. Chudo pnimi, pnimi.
If it's the first one that you have to stop carrying, so you're going from the Mavoi into the Lechi, right?
You're going out to the Rishus Rabbim?
That's right. So from the Rishus Rabbim into the inner one, you can't carry anyhow.
Right.
So as long as you do with those, it's just you have to stop carrying back in.
Exactly.
It shortens your thoroughfare?
No. It's a Mavoi, right? Suppose you have a Lechis there. You have a series of Lechis. Here.
Right.
You can carry till here. Yeah, we have a picture. Yes. Yes. Why? Because you can't carry in front of a lechi. That's why. Now, Lurabanan, who hold that there's no lavud here, because they're bigger than three tvachim, right? Lurabanan, Darmi lo amrinan lavud, mishtamesh ad chudo pnimi shel chitzon. You can only carry till the last levy, the last lechi, and the end of it. For the same reason. You can't carry in front of the lechi. So you can carry up to here.
That's why it makes sense.
What?
Because that's where we
could
have a regular scan.
Exactly. Avo bein, but in between the lechis, lukuli alma asr. Everyone holds you can't. Rava, how could you hold you can? Rava alma asam, nami lepasuch lekarmelis. Because that case is open up to a karmelis. And then they hold when it comes up to a kamalist, then it awakens each other. It's a problem. Avol lechulu rishus rabim. Avol rishus rabim. My shari be mutter. What do you mean? Yitziv ba'ar v'giyur b'shmei shmaya. What do you mean? The resident lives down here, and the alien, the foreigner, lives in the mansion. Doesn't make any sense. In yes, matzim minas mino v'nir. Yes, the two areas awaken each other, and they awaken each other, and therefore it's a problem. Okay. Ravashi Amar, really, you're allowed to carry in between the lechis. Ravashi Amar, really, you're allowed. Ravashi says on top. La olam bein lechayim Rabbi Yochanan mutter. Really, you're allowed to carry in between. Vaha de Amar Rabbi Yochanan de Shaycha pelutzayil Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan lechacha kigon de hamashach ritzufa zu dalid amos barach hamavoi. There's a different reason why you can't carry in this area. Really, you're allowed to carry in between the lechis. Kigon, similar to what Marcel said, Sherotzbu Bilchayim Pachos Pachos Mearba, because you have a series of lechis less than four tvachim, but more than three. How far down does this series of lechis go? How many of them do you have? You know how many you have? You have so many that you reach four amos. Once you reach four amos, you now have your own mavui. And the lechi is so big, a lechi can't be bigger than four amos. Because four amos is the shear of a mavui. That's the minimum shear of a mavui. So you can't have a lechi that's four amos. There's no such thing. Therefore, you can't carry there. Right? Kigon shem pachos, pachos, mi arba, b'mashach arba amos. It's so deep, this lechi. It's four amos deep. It's not one lechi. It's a series of posts, but we're going to combine them all with lavud. Well, do you hold from lavud? If you hold from lavud, it's a problem. That's a mavui in itself. Because all the posts combine to form one big, huge post. And it's so big, it's four amos. You need another lechi. We don't say lavud. Lo tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. You don't need another lechi. Now.
What amount do you have to apply lavud?
Yeah.
Something that I choose to apply lavud.
So yes, I think so. I think maybe we don't say lavud l'chumra. Maybe. Might be a gemara like that somewhere in Sukkah. Maybe here. What? Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can. Oh, I don't want to hold. I don't want to hold from lavud. I don't think you can say that. It's automatic. I think it's automatic.
Why doesn't the lechi attach to the rest of the mavui?
It does. No, because the lechi has a sheet. A lechi can't. Because a lechi. What?
Is that a mavui within a mavui?
That's right. Because, first of all, a lechi can't be too big.
But then you are making it
to a chumra. Right, we are making it to a chumra.
Why do you say a lechi can't be too big?
Why? Because it turns into not a lechi anymore, it's a mavui.
Right, but it's not a mavui. And then if you're holding heifer, right, you can't tell that it's.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But
lavud means we don't separate them. That's the reason.
It's a halakhic.
That's right. That's right. That's right. No, but he's saying, why we don't want to say, but I don't want to say lavud. Right, so you don't have a choice. Yeah, what were you saying? Now, Ul Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right? What did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? You have a problem. What's the problem? The lechi's too big. Right? Your lechi's too big. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lehavei kinira mi bachutz, vishava mi bifnim. Why don't we say that it's nira mi bachutz, Now, Rashi explains that when somebody made a mavui, they would mavui, the mavui, the, let's say you have 5, 10 posts, 1, 2, 3, and they're going to combine them all. The one next to the mavui, the one at the outer edge, was a little indented into the street. It was slightly indented, it wasn't flush in the mavui. It was slightly out of the mavui. So if this is the wall of the mavui, it was like this. It wasn't like this. It wasn't flush. It was sticking out a little bit. If it's sticking out a little bit, right? If it's sticking out a little bit, even though it's going to combine with all the rest of the posts and it's going to be too big and it can't be a lechi anymore, but I don't know that if I'm outside. I only know that if I'm inside. So, because if I'm outside, all I see is a little post sticking out. That's all I see, a little post sticking out. That's a lechi. It's tiny, it's small. It could be 2 inches sticking out. That's all I need. So why don't we say, L'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, L'havi lechi, L'havi kenira mibachutz. If I'm standing outside, it looks like an excellent lechi. Happens to be v'shava mibifnim. On the inside, it's not true. Because on the inside, we know it combined, they combine all, and it's too big. That's all on the inside. But on the outside, it's good. So, why don't we say that? So the whole question, now we're going to get to the discussion. Well, so who's the lechi for? It's for the B'nai Mavoy or for the B'nai Street? Well, if it's for the main street, then it should be good.
No, not the main street. You're coming from the street.
By the fact that the Gemara asked this question.
I see, but you're not like carrying in the first place.
Right, so I always wondered that. Maybe it's a camel.
Right, if you're the Rosh Hashanah. If he's inside the Rosh Hashanah, he sees his name, oh, stop now.
So here we go. So midi hu taima el Rabbi Yochanan. This whole Gemara was going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. V'chakiyasa ravin am Rabbi Yochanan nir mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnim ein anidam mishum lechi. That's not a lechi. If it's visible on the outside, it's a lechi. But on the inside, it's not. It doesn't count. That's not a lechi. That's not a kasha. That's not a kasha. Okay, not a kasha for all the reasons you just said. Good. Good, excellent. Okay, now go to Itmar. We just learned. Nir mi bachot, nir mi bif, how about this one? Nir mi bifnim, v'shava mi bachot. On the inside, it looks like a lechi. But if you're walking on the outside, you don't see it. It's flush with the wall maybe, and it's the same color as the wall, so you have to find the case. It doesn't look like a lechi whatsoever. But on the inside, you know it's a lechi there. It's fatter. If you walk on the outside, you just think it's part of the wall, maybe. So on the inside, it looks like a lechi, but the outside, not. Nir mi bifnim, v'shava mi bachot, nidom mishum lechi. Lechi? Clearly. 100, why not? Nir mi bachot, v'shava mi bifnim. What about the other way around? The one that we don't like. The one that Rabbi Yochanan said, not a lechi. It's nir mi bachot, v'shava mi bifnim. On the outside, it looks like a lechi, but on the inside, it doesn't. So it's a machlokas. Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon, Rebbe, Chad Amar nido mishum lechi, v'chad Amar eino nido mishum lechi. One said good, one said no good. Who are the two people? One's Reb Chiya, and one's Reb Shimon, by Rebbe, Rebbe's son. So tistayim, we're going to prove now the Reb Chiya who the Amar nido mishum lechi. The Reb Chiya is going to hold it's a valid lechi. In the case we don't like, it's near b'chutz. From the outside, it looks like a lechi, but not from the inside. Why? The Tani Reb Chiya, Kotzel Shetzido Echod Konus Mechavero. Right? Which means you have two walls of a Mavoi. One wall is narrower than the other wall. Okay? This wall is 2 feet deep, and this wall's 1 foot deep. But not the whole length of the Mavoi, just in the first 2 feet. So what do I have? I have a lechi. Because here it's 2 feet thick, and here it's 1 foot thick. So it's an extra indentation. The opposite of an indentation. It's sticking out. It's sticking out here for 2 feet. It's an extra foot. Here the wall's only 1 foot thick. Here the wall's 2 foot thick. So I have an extra foot of wall, but it doesn't go the whole way down. It only goes for the first 2 feet. So what do I have? A post. Perfect lechi. Now, that's only true if you're on the, you only notice that if you're on the inside. From the outside, you won't notice that, right? No. The opposite. You'll notice it if you're on the outside, right? The Tanya Reb Chiya, Kosel Shetzido Echad Konos Michavero. One wall is skinnier than the other, which means you have a lechi. Ben Shenera Mi Bachutz V'Shav Mi Bifnim. Ben Shenera Mi Bifnim V'Shav Mi Bachutz. Yidom Mishum Lechi. No matter what, whether you can only see it from the outside, or you can only see it from the inside, you have to figure out how it looks like that. Either way, it's a valid lechi. So what did Reb Chiya just hold? That in the case we don't like, when it's near me b'chutz, v'shavim me b'fnim, it's a valid lechi. Look at that. Tistayim! We just proved it, exactly. Tistayim, we proved it. Yeah. We'll get into that.
I answer those questions first.
Right, the Gemara is so backwards. Right?
I've got 100 pages if you answer the question.
Right. Now, Rabbi Yochanan held, remember we asked the question before? And Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not a lechi, what are you bothering me for? What are you bothering me for? So Rabbi Yochanan, how's he going to answer this brisa? The answer is, it's a funny question, because we just said there are two shitas, right? There's a machlokas between two tanoim, Reb Chiya and Rebbe's son, One said yes, one said no. And we proved that Reb Chiya is the one who said yes. What's Reb Yochanan going to say? He doesn't have to hold like Reb Chiya. He called like Rabbi's son. What kind of question is this? It's a funny question. Right? Reb Yochanan. Milo Shmilei, huh? Didn't he hear this vart? The answer is yes. El Shmilei, velo Shmilei. He heard it, but he didn't hold from it. What kind of question is that? What about Reb Chiya Nami, lo Savarle? Maybe say Reb Chiya also didn't hold from it. A funny question. Reb Chiya is the one who said it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, hi mai? What are you talking about? Bishlam Reb Yochanan lo Savarla, Bishamachi lo Tanila. Reb Yochanan didn't hold from it. That's why he didn't record it as a brisa. He didn't hold from it. He held. It's not a good lechi. El Reb Chiya, e isi de lo Savarla, lama le lemiste. Why would he mention it? Why would he mention it? Obviously he doesn't hold from it. Amar Rabba bar Ravuna, near me b'chutz v'shav b'mifnin, nidah mishum lechi. It's a good lechi. Amar Rabba. Okay, ready for this? If it's nira mi ba chutz, v'shava mi b'fnim, meaning from the outside you notice it, but from the inside not. Back to our crazy case. Amar Rabba, umozvina nashmaitzen. I'll prove to you that's true. Chatzar katana, shenifritza, ligadola. If a chatzar katana goes into a chatzar gadola, right? Remember we had this case 5 times already? The chatzar katana goes into a chatzar gadola. So gedola muteras for katana asura. The gedola is mutter to carry, but in here it's asura to carry. Now, when you're standing here, you're looking into this way, you have an entrance, because these extra things on the sides create a doorway. If you're inside looking out, you don't have a doorway. You have a breach. That's the difference, right? We said that already. Mibneshu kapisach shel gedola. Because it's the entranceway of the gedola, right? Now, v'im isa, if you're telling me that a lechi that's only visible from the outside is a valid lechi, then why can't they carry in here? Why isn't this a lechi? Why aren't these lechis? You don't know that, you don't notice them on the inside, but so what? On the outside you see them. So why could those be lechis? How wide are these? How big are these? We're going to see in a few minutes. Right? V'imisa, katadinami tishtre, nirmi b'chaz v'shar b'mifnim. From the outside you can see a lechi. From the inside you don't see a lechi at all. So why can't that be a valid lechi? If you hold, you don't have to be inside the mavui to see the lechi. As long as the lechi is on the outside, you have 2 lechis here. 1 here and 1 here. It's 2 lechis. You don't see the picture?
I don't understand the picture at all. It sounds like it's just a corner. And a lechi is a post. It's not a post.
It's Yud Aleph. I don't understand.
It's picture Yud Aleph.
I don't know. It sounds like you're describing a wall.
It is a wall.
A lechi is a post, not a wall.
But if it's less than 4 amos...
What's your lechi in Yud Aleph?
The wall, the 2 walls are lechis. See, it's a smaller chatzar going into the bigger chatzar.
This is the easiest way. Which one is it? Which one are you pointing to? Yeah. Okay, I don't understand why that... I see it. I don't understand why that's considered a lechi. It's just a wall. It's not a post. There's nothing identifiable about it that looks like a post.
I hear. So, Amar Zera. What? What do you mean?
It's a wall.
It's not a lechi. It's not a post.
Lechi is something that's, going back, is an identifiable marker that gives us a demarcation.
And it can't be more than...
And it's not it.
So...
Right?
It can't be for Amos.
Obviously.
We're getting to that issue. We're getting to that. Slow. First, the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the answer. I'll tell you why it's not a lechi. Amar b'zera, b'nechnasin kosole k'tana l'gadola. The answer is, these two walls... extend into the Mavi Gadola a little bit. If they extend into here, then how could these walls be the Mavi? Understand? These walls extend here. If they extend into the Mavi Gadola, this area gets blocked off, and then it can't be a lechi. What? Yeah, right. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Listen to this question. Lema lavud v'tishteri. What's the distance? So what are we saying now? That this wall extends here. Let's say lavud. It's all the same. It's lavud. Push it to the side, and I'm back to my lechi. You hear that? Now, obviously, this has to be less than three tzachim. Right? As a matter of fact, you want to tell me that it's too far away, so it's more than three tzvachim, so you can't say lavud. Not true. For Rav Tanya Rabbi Chiya Bar Avdimi, Kameder of Yechanina, Ketana Be'eser Gedola Be'acharasre. The small one was 10 amos, and the big one was 11 amos. Only one amma bigger. Now, if an amma bigger, then here's a half an amma. Here's a half an amma. What's a half an amma? Three tzvachim. Perfect. Lavud. There you go, it's perfect, that's the case. The case is this was 10, that's 11. It's only one amma bigger, one amma wider. So I got half an amma here, and half an amma here. The walls go in, love it, push the wall aside. And then I have them back to my lechi. The Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, the muflogin mikosel mizeh shnayim, umizeh bzeh dalet. The answer is not, it's off-center, it's two on one side and four on the other side. So the other side you can't say love it, it's too big. Only one side you can say love it. So say love it on one side. So, v'lema lavud b'ruach echad v'tishtri. Say lavud on one side and it's good enough. Why do you need lavud on two sides? Should we stop right here? Yeah, we'll stop right here.
I'll be back about
we'll stop right here, and we'll stop right here at the question, and we'll pick up with the answer tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day. Yes.